let's stay on consumer confidence here, because that will be an interesting report to watch moving forward, just given where oil prices have gone and where they could be headed. Let's dig deeper into the oil trade now with Bill Baruch, Blue Line Futures President. Bill, always nice to get some time with you here. When might we see oil break through $100?
Well, thanks for having me on again. I always enjoy joining you all. I've been calling for oil to go for 100 for about a year now, and I think we're basically there. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, the number $100, I think will get hit at some point. But this run, I mean, when you look at a move that's created from a news event, we've basically had this sort of jump last night, overnight, and that can bring some capitulation. I would not advise chasing oil at these levels. This is going to be the tough money sort of area to look at. Now, if a real conflict starts to develop and that takes place, I think we could be through $100. And I don't think the overall rally in oil ends until we have $5-$10 days and swings that are more there's a lot of pain, $120-$150. But right now, I'm looking for a pullback to bring opportunity.
And so let me just get this straight. So first of all, does this conflict need to heat up for oil to continue to move higher this year? I guess would be part one of that question. But it sounds like you think we're going to go much higher before we go lower.
Yes, you get this type of move. I mean, look what happened last April. And I mean, obviously, everybody talks and knows about this this negative move in oil. And I think same way moves to the downside can be exacerbated, I think we're going to get it the same way to the upside. And I don't think the upside move ends until then. Now, there are other factors at play here right now, because the Iran nuclear deal is something that's on the table. And when those headlines were hitting last week, we saw prices come in a bit. Now, what does that mean here with Russia, Ukraine? Is the U.S. and Europe, are they more inclined to get a deal done soon due to potential sanctions? And then you also have Europe pushing back on sanctions on Russia that involve energy products. So there's a lot of question marks right here, right now. But one thing I'm pretty confident in is the Iran deal is a buy the rumor, sell the news event. In other words, actually, because oil would be lower, you would really be buying the news if oil is lower on an Iran deal. I think Iran's oil is being factored in quite a bit, and I think that OPEC Plus would also constrain their oil the same way they have in their production deal across the entire pact.
Well, I can't seem to get a good answer on this one, so perhaps you can help me. So oil over $100 a barrel, is that $5 gas? What point do we see $6 gas? What equals $7 gas? How should investors think about these moves?
I think that once this move takes place, and if we get above 100, it's more about how long we hold above 100. How quick can you know, the government potentially? I don't think Washington is really stopping oil from going above 100. But what maneuvers can they make? We've heard from shale already that their production levels are really not going to return the same way that we saw it previously, and been overweight energy companies, and I really like energy companies right now. I think there's great value within there, because you know, they're playing the long game here. So I don't think that once oil gets above 100, there's going to be a lot of reason for it to fall back, unless you have that capitulatory type action among market participants. And so again, it's a tough answer, because it matters how long it's up there. Once oil gets above there, obviously gas prices for the consumer are going to be raised, and once they get raised, it's tougher to see them pull back. So I do think we'll see gas prices peak some point in June through July during that summer driving season, and then potentially dissipate through the back half of the year.
You know, I'm not trying to be too gloomy here. I'm just trying to handicap, you know, what could happen, because this is how investors or traders are thinking about these things. Are gas supplies so low right now that we could see lines at the pump again, like the 70s?
It's a tough answer again here. I don't think that's what we're going to see. But one thing, when we're looking at what is driving oil right now, is looking at inventories at Cushing. And we're looking at inventories at Cushing have slipped below the drop that took place in October through November. We're looking at inventories going back to, I think it's 2018 levels. those are the things that I'm watching right now. If on these weekly reports, if we continue to see drawdowns in inventories at these major hubs, that's what's going to could drive prices. And you know, gas lines, you know, I mean, if Washington gets more involved and they're trying to bring down prices, I mean, gas lines aren't necessarily going to drive. They're not going to help. I think they would really drive prices higher to some degree and give pricing power to the provider. But again, there's a lot of moving parts within that. And what I'm focused on is how I can make money today, tomorrow, and next week, and the rest of the year for my clients. And I don't think that's by chasing oil right here, right now. Although I'm watching 93.50, 93.83 on a closing basis and crude futures. And I remain overweight energy stocks because I like the companies being priced to $65 oil right now. You are getting Citi. And you're getting Bank of America. They're all both calling for Brent to get back to $80, and they do expect the demand situation to sort of calm in the second half of the year. So that's something that to keep in mind. And another part of it is gasoline. Everybody really talks about gasoline and through the driving season. Well, it's really the run up to driving season where it makes the move. So again, you want to. As a trader or an investor, you don't want to be chasing these moves around. And another thing to really take to heart is it's never as bad as it seems while it's taking it's never as bad as it seems while it's taking place. So again, patience is it rules all.
Bill, I got to ask you about natural gas also, because there too we've been seeing an increase, but unlike oil, it sort of spiked in late January, came back down, it's still moving higher, but hasn't regained that high. We're coming out of winter. And so what can we expect unusual seasonal moves for natural gas given what's going on?
Well, unusual seasonal moves, they don't call the March-April natural gas spread the widowmaker for no reason. So that's what I think we're going to see, unusual seasonal moves. I mean, right here in Chicago, I mean, we had 50 degrees the day after basically 0 degrees Fahrenheit. So, yeah, we're going to continue to see driven moves here amid the U.S. weather as it cycles through. But when we talk about U.S. natural gas, I mean, it traded to a high of, I think, 480 last night, and we backed below 450 at some point here this morning. That range, I mean, we've already backed off as that situation in Ukraine has escalated. Natural gas prices in Europe, I mean, are at least double at times what we're seeing here in Europe, I mean, here in the U.S. So there's different components. Now, Nord Stream 2 has been stalled, by Germany, keeping a pulse on that and where gas is going to be provided is going to be a big question mark. But again, I think we're going to see seasonal swings, and there's a lot driving this market right now outside of only Ukraine, Russia.
Right, definitely. Finally, I want to ask you about palladium, because we keep showing this chart that shows just how much of the globe's palladium Russia provides, and it's a lot. So what are you telling clients when it comes to that?
Well, I wish, you know, CME has done a terrific job in bringing micro contracts and tradable contracts to the retail masses as well as institutional investors. And palladium is a big contract and it moves very fast. So it's a tough one to trade and get a pulse on. I mean, there's some ways to invest in it otherwise. But what I'm watching here most closely is the move back above the 200 moving average this week and kind of holding out above there. And, it's moved to $2,400. It's a nice, real round out technical move that's getting these obvious fundamental and geopolitical tailwinds right now. I mean, palladium, it's already a scarce in supply due to many, many facets of demand. And right now, I think as it moves higher, it looks bullish technically. But again, I mean, the same way I'm looking at crude right now, the same way I'm looking at natural gas right now, we're getting less certainty almost here by the day. The fact that Russia did move and recognize those two states and Ukraine, I mean, we're moving closer to the end than where we were, I think, last week. And markets, again, they hate uncertainty, but I think we're getting more known knowns as the days go. And that's driving up palladium and crude here in the near term, I think we're going to have better opportunities to invest in those commodities and maybe the next month or two.
Bill Baruch, Blue Line Futures President. Always nice to get some time with you. We'll talk to you soon.